Hi there. The word for today is be passionate, proactive, and persistent. In James 1 verse 22, we read, do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. When Nehemiah first saw the ruins of Jerusalem, he wept, but then he rolled up his sleeves and went to work. In the face of overwhelming odds and relentless opposition, he rebuilt the walls in just 52 days. Amazing. How did he do it? Because it was his vision, and he had a passion for it. So let me ask you, are you afraid to say, Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do, in case he sends you somewhere you don't want to go, or asks you to do something you don't feel ready or qualified to do? You've got it wrong. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, that God's will is, quote, good and acceptable and perfect. Now, while God's will is good, it's not necessarily easy, but he'll give you a passion for it. When Jeremiah the prophet tried to stop speaking about the Lord, he said that God's word became, quote, a fire shut up in my bones. And a God-given vision will do that. It'll set your heart on fire. You'll begin to see things you never saw before and get excited about them. You may have failed in the past, but you know what? God can take your chapters of failure and write a story of success. But it won't happen if you're just sitting on the sidelines. Here's what James the Apostle writes. Do not merely listen to the word. Do what it says, and you'll be blessed. Here's the truth. You'll get a passion for God's will once you start doing it. And when it happens, you'll say, this is what I was made for. When you have a compelling reason for doing something, and you know that God is watching and smiling on you, it makes all the difference in the world. So, the word for you today is this. Be passionate, proactive, and persistent.